This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Joining us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line is Buffalo attorney John Elmore. We've learned of a request for a delay in the federal trial of the top shooter. This trial was scheduled to start September 8th of this year. John, good morning. What do you know about the request?
Well, the defense has cited the Sixth Amendment in alleging that their constitutional mandated investigation to adequately prepare for trial will be violated because of the volume of materials that they have to review and hearings that there are in preparation, that they would not be ready for jury selection on September the 8th. There are a lot of things that have to happen between now and then. There's what's known as a Roper hearing. That's a hearing where there's going to be experts that are going to testify about the development of the human brain. The Supreme Court has already said that a 17-year-old his brain is not developed to the point where they could be responsible for a capital crime and could only be sentenced to life without parole. And so Gendron committed this when he was 18. There's been a lot of science about the development of the adolescent brain since then and now, and so there's going to be a hearing. In addition to that, they cite the fact that there's 4 terabytes of information that was given to them by the government. Initially, when the information was given to the defense, it had the wrong Bates numbers, and then it was submitted to them a second time, and they have to decipher all of that material. When you think about a terabyte, 1 terabyte of information on a thumb drive or computer disk would be equal to all of the Library of Congress books combined together. So that's a lot of information that they have to review and go through. Addition to that, there's going to be a motion for a change of venue. They feel that possibly there couldn't be a fair trial if the case was tried here in Buffalo because of the media coverage and the number of victims that have relatives and the degrees of separation between everybody here. And then they have to prepare for 2 trials. There's a guilt phase, and obviously he'll be found guilty, but then there's a second phase, which is called the penalty phase, where the defense has to prepare evidence to convince a jury that life without parole would be the proper sentence, and they say that there's a lot of work to do that. And then the other thing is the jury selection, they're proposing to have 1,200 jury questionnaires that the defense is going to have to review and prepare for jury selection. And they're alleging that is going to be take a lot of time, and September 8th would be too soon for them to prepare for that and a lot of other things. So people should be concerned because, you know, particularly the victim's family, they want finality. They deserve finality because of what happened to them and their families. They've joined a club that no one would ever want to join. to be victims of surviving victim, family members of a mass shooting, and mass shootings are happening far too often in America. But the thing of it is, you want to be careful because you don't want to have to try the case and then have the defense, he gets found guilty, sentenced to death, and then have a an appeal and a higher court say, well, there was inadequate legal defense here, and then try it over again. And so, you know, I don't know what Judge Larry Velardo was going to do, but the motion that they that was drafted, and I've read it thoroughly, makes a lot of sense. And I think there's a strong possibility that the judge would grant some sort of delay. The defense is asking for a year's delay, and maybe the judge will kind of slice the baby in half and give him a few extra months to prepare for trial, but not a whole year.
We'll see what happens there. Now, the trial is set to take place in Western Europe, but there is a motion to change venue that would be heard very soon. Now, that motion, is that part of the trial here? In other words, if the trial is delayed, would that motion, the request that the trial take place outside of Western New York, also be delayed?
Well, you know, the order that the judge decides everything, I'm not sure what he's going to do. But even if there is a change of venue, this judge, Judge Velardo, will still keep the case. So, like, if there is a change of venue when the case was heard in Albany and Syracuse and in New York City, the judge then would travel and hear the case. So I'm not sure if it, you know, when he's going to decide that motion. But, you know, oftentimes change of venue motions are granted when the jurors are being questioned during jury voir dire, and the defense has demonstrated that it's going to be impossible to get a fair and impartial jury here, and so that motion may be premature and really may be preserved until, or a judge could delay his decision until jury selection.
We're almost out of time, John, but I'm just wondering, how soon do you expect the judge to decide on this motion or any of these requests by the defense?
Well, the first thing is the prosecution has to respond to that motion. They're going to have to give a memorandum of law and cite facts as to why it should be held on September 8th. And then after that, you know, it's a complicated motion. You know, it might be a month before we know.
Well, John, thank you for the time. John Elmore, attorney, talking through with us about the motion that's been filed to delay the Gendron federal trial. WBEN News Time, 7 o'clock.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.